Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights activists are carrying on a national campaign to get same-sex marriage licenses. They know they cannot win this battle in Congress or in state legislatures, so they are making their effort in the courts, where they hope to get activist judges to overturn traditional marriage law. The gays won their big victory in Massachusetts, and the decision ordering same-sex marriage is a perfect example of what we mean by supremacist judges. The judges said that since marriage is an evolving paradigm, they could reinterpret the Massachusetts state constitution that actually was written by John Adams and adopted in 1790. Any notion that John Adams wrote anything that could condone same-sex marriage is absurd. When you and your friends come together in a study group on judicial reform, you can develop ways to rebut the attempt of the gays to get judges to change us from a country that respects traditional marriage to one based on public approval of immoral lifestyles. You can develop good answers to such questions as, why is same-sex marriage not a civil rights issue? What is the importance and text of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA? Despite 19 state constitutional marriage amendments, the battle goes on in the courts as the gays try and try again to get activist judges to order same-sex marriage licenses. You are needed in this battle because Supreme Court Justice Scalia said that the law profession culture has largely signed on to the so-called homosexual agenda. After you discuss and debate this subject in your local study group on judicial reform, you will be able to answer the questions that come up in public debate and confidently defend the God-ordained, honorable institution of marriage against phony liberal arguments. Same-sex marriage is clearly a legislative issue, not a judicial issue, and we must not let judges get away with overturning our marriage laws.
What can you do to stop activist judges from abolishing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage? If you start a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free study guide and a copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges. Mail your commitment to start a study group to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news: activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The counsel to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, cleverly disguised as a responsible adult, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we talked with a lady named Shu Bartholomew, and she knew a lot about homeowners associations. And we discussed how homeowners associations become literally another governing body. And in some instances, get very domineering in the things that you can do or not do in a home that you have bought and paid for. And oftentimes in these homeowners associations, you're really being taxed twice, but we're not going to go into all that today because we did that yesterday. As I got off of the air yesterday, I received a phone call from a gentleman in West Virginia. And he said, are you familiar with the International Property Maintenance Code? Said, I don't know. I don't think so. Don't know that I ever heard of it. So he told me how to get it off of the internet. And for those of you who would like to see it, it's simple enough to get. You just go on International Property Maintenance Code in quotes. Is that what you said, Jeff? He said, you go to a Google search on it, just punch in International Property Maintenance Code, and bingo, there it is. And it is a gob and a bunch of stuff. Now, you say, well, why would I want to do that? Here's what the International Property Maintenance Code is. It is a blank form. Actually, I would call it a master plan for a homeowners association or a city or a county or a township or a state or any governing body. And it sets you up so that let's say you're in a little small neighborhood here, small town or whatever it happens to be, and the city council decides to pass an ordinance, and they use the International Property Maintenance Code. Now the reason has Jim called in, Jeff? Jim, I wish you would if you're listening. I've got his phone number here if you'd want to give him a call, Jeff. But the gentleman that called me yesterday said that the reason he got involved in this and how he knew about it is because he didn't even know that this thing existed in the town that he was in. And then he got a summons because he had, I'm not sure it had to do with cutting grass, but it was something like he'd cut the grass and didn't rake it up or something, left it on the ground. And they fined him $500. He said, you can't do this. Yes, we can. And they refer back to this International Property Maintenance Code. And apparently, this particular area had passed an ordinance and used this information. Then he got another summons because he had a dent in a downspout on his house. Now, most people that have riding lawnmowers have dents on the downspouts of their houses. But That was another $500 fine. I believe he says $550. Jim, are you there?
Half here.
Half? Well, the half I want to talk to, tell us a little bit about what they did to you in the very beginning when you first found out about this International Property Maintenance Code.
Well, I was in a situation where I had a bent gutter, and my wife bags grass clippings and puts them in bags so that it'll kill the seeds to make good mulch. And we got cited for unsanitary conditions on our property. And I looked up International Property Maintenance Code, and I said, what is this? I talked to everybody I knew about it, and nobody had ever heard of it except for one fellow, the past mayor of the city, who's a wonderful gentleman. The bottom line, though, is it has supplanted the old Building Code of America, BCOA or BOCA. I can't remember what the initials are. But it's amazing because if you look at this document, and you can read it for yourself, do a net search, put International Property Maintenance Code in quotes, and you can download the 2003 version and read it for yourself. But here's the amazing part. Anything other, the old building code thing has specifications for things, this, that, and the other, numbers, what have you. Anyway, the way this thing is written, anything other than in good repair is citable. The building inspector is the final judge. Every day it isn't fixed is a separate offense. Every offense is a mandatory misdemeanor. Now, that blows my mind. Now, I finally kept digging around until I found somebody who knew something about it. There was a member of a landlord's association who knew all about it and told me some horror stories. And I found one ACLU lawyer who said it was the worst document, or I forget how he phrased it, but the most, tyrannical or something, law on the books. And it was worse than the Patriot Act and this new eminent domain thing put together. Now, the eminent domain thing, let's say that the city wants to take a bunch of property to do something with. It costs the money to do this. This is a situation where it's profitable for them, but it's selectively enforced. I mean, if you look at the silly thing, anything other than perfect is citable, a mandatory misdemeanor. Now, the bottom line is that it just shook me like crazy. Now, the case got dropped, okay, and I don't know, I'm not sure why.
Your grass clipping and your dent downspout.
Yeah, bent gutter, not the downspout.
Gutter, all right.
2 feet of gutter, which was bent and didn't quite catch water. But the gutter was not dangerous. Now, this it's in the name of safety. Okay, it's in the name of safety. But that gutter was not going to come off of that building, believe me. So, but the bottom line is that if you do a search, because you're not going to believe this, but put International Property Maintenance Code in quotes, and you'll be shocked. I know real estate people. There's one guy I know who has 2 doctorates in law, Alan Lowry, and I'm not kidding you, he had never heard of it. So it's an amazing document, but apparently it's out there in an awful lot of cities and counties.
Well, it's been around for 6 years. No, for 4 years, because I have it right here in front of me, and I have the 2003 edition. However, it starts out the 2002. It's first printed.
Yep.
First printed in December of 2002. Well,
oh.
December, so it would be about 2003. Anyway, hang on, Jim. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We have returned. We're talking today about the International Property Maintenance Code, which we got off the internet yesterday. It comes from, for whatever it's worth, it comes from Country Club Hills, Illinois. That's where it was printed. Have a phone number for it, the whole bit. And as I said, it's a master plan for any governmental organization to just pass an ordinance, the people wouldn't even have to know about it. Now, going into the commercial break, I had with me Jim, who found out about it the hard way when he was fined over $1,000 because of grass clippings and a dent in his gutter. Jim, you mentioned that you were comparing this to eminent domain, and then we had to stop for the commercial break.
Oh, I got to correct one situation now. What happened in my situation is I told a number of people how this happened. And what happens, a whole bunch of the people, I mean, even people from congressmen's offices called me. A guy from the ACLU called me. It was a situation where when word spread about how ridiculous this was, I mean, there was a tremendous outpouring of people who were enraged. And so for some odd reason, it's supposedly been dropped. I don't know. But the bottom line is that it came out of the blue, out of nowhere, is what blew my mind. And I'm sitting there thinking, now I'm trying to be responsible, try to take care of things, very safety oriented, but it went wham. Now, under eminent domain, for a city to take control of something or another, it's a situation where it costs some money. This is a situation where they take control and it can profit them. Now, I have an unconfirmed story from a guy who was in a landlord association who said there's some fellow who had a house, rented to some people who tore up the house, didn't pay him rent, threatened to kill the landlord. He asked the police to go in and get him out. The police didn't go in and get him out, but the building inspector went there, fined him a bunch of stuff, and then ended up tearing his building down. Insurance didn't cover it, and he's still paying for the building. I mean, that's a horror story.
Ben, no. Tim comes right out of this International Property Maintenance Code.
Yeah, it would be quite feasible to do under it. Now, I have not confirmed it.
All right, now...
That was too shocking to believe.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here in another minute, but I do have time for this. The fact that you were written up twice, once on the grass clippings and once on the gutter, right?
Right.
All right, back here, and I have not... I've spent about 3 hours going through this thing, and I don't have it memorized, so I can't just turn right to it, but I've got it underlined, and I will find it eventually. But you can't sell your property as long as those fines are unpaid.
You got it.
And it says that you're written up. Actually, if you don't pay them, they can have you arrested on a misdemeanor charge.
Well, that's the amazing thing is, yes, in that International Property Maintenance Code, it says that every offense is a mandatory misdemeanor. Jailable, finable, misdemeanor. Now, I have no great resentment towards anybody. I'm a great peacemaker. I don't want to fight with anybody. All right? Blessed are the peacemakers. But the bottom line is, I was shocked at this because this is a situation where this gives any governmental agency which has passed this silly thing, and it passed the city council apparently, and nobody else knew about it. The editor of the daily, the newspaper didn't even know about it. But the bottom line is that, yeah, if you read it for yourself, you'll be shocked.
And we're going to take a break, but that's just another reason why news people should set in on every city council meeting. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, now let me, we're talking about this International Property Maintenance Code, and I'm going to just share with you some of the points that are in here that I have outlined. And just like Jim said, and Jim, stay on the air with us now. And by the way, I think Shu is with us also. Are you there, Shu?
Hi, Derry.
Hi. Did you have time to just glance over this and see what's in it?
I've barely glanced over part of it, and I'm just amazed at what I'm reading here. I did not know about it, but thank you for bringing it to my attention.
I want to bring it to everybody's attention because, hey, it might be in your neighborhood and you don't even know about it because that's what happened to Jim. Now, here's what it says. Officials recognize, and I don't know who the officials are, the officials recognize the need for a modern, up-to-date property maintenance code governing the maintenance of existing buildings. This is the International Property Maintenance Code. It's designed to meet the need through model code regulations. Okay, so this is a model for other governing agencies to follow by. And it, in fact, it even points out here on page five, actually, it has a little blank thing you can fill in. It's a sample ordinance for adoption of the new International Property Maintenance Code, ordinance number, whatever your ordinance number is going to be. If you're a city council or whatever, you write that in. Then you fill in the blanks, name of the jurisdiction, name of the town, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So you can just take this, a city council or any governing board could take this, pass an ordinance, the people would never know about it. And that's exactly what happened in Jim's case. Okay, now let's move on here. The International Code, it is published by the International Code Council, and it has an electric code, the code for energy conservation, existing buildings, fire code, fuel gas code, mechanical code, performance code, plumbing code, private sewage disposal code, residential code, zoning code, urban wild land interface code. Boy, that sounds like New World Order stuff, doesn't it? Anyhow,
can I interject something?
Here? Absolutely.
Well, here's what is so interesting to me. Apparently, after doing some digging into it, and as I said, an ACLU lawyer got hold of me. But for whatever reasons, it seems to be that there's a coalition of the governments and labor unions and developers who seem to be behind this. So it seems like you have this across-the-board batch of people who want to sit there and the sustainable growth thing, keep tearing down buildings, putting up new buildings so everybody makes money off of it. But that's what it reeks of. But it's a back door to the eminent domain issue.
And they say it's international because it's for adoption by any jurisdictions internationally. Now, you did a check on this and said it's written in English and you didn't find it in any other language, right?
Nobody, an ACLU guy told me it was only in English.
Okay.
Now, you know what scares me the most about all this?
What's that?
If we have a government like this, which does things along these lines, I'm afraid it's ripe for vigilanteism. This is scary. This is scary because if our government quality goes this far downhill, it's ripe for horrible things happening.
You're absolutely right, Jim. You're absolutely right, and people need to understand what's going on, and they need to get involved, and that's something we talked about yesterday, Derry. People have got to get involved, they've got to do their homework, and they've got to understand what's going on. It's not just a matter of you personally being fined, because I haven't had a chance to read this whole thing, but one of the things I did find out is that these penalties act as an automatic lien on your property. And how do you perfect a lien? You foreclose. So, you know, you've got a dented downspout or you've got grass clippings on your lawn and they fine you $500 a day because every day that the grass clippings are on your lawn, these form a penalty. And, you know, bust your uncle before long, you've got all of these penalties that have added up, and they can foreclose to perfect the lien. It acts as an automatic lien on your property.
And it goes on to say that only the government body that enacts the code into law has this authority.
Right.
So you can't, according to this, you couldn't go to the sheriff's department and ask for help.
No, and it also protects the code enforcers. It says in here that they are not personally liable for anything they say and do. So you cannot sue them. You can go to court and say, hey, you know, this code enforcer came in and decided that I had a crack in my sidewalk and I don't, and here's a picture of my side. You just can't sue them. You can't do anything. You have no redress.
And if I can toss something else in here, we're supposed to have a law of laws, not a law of men. But under this, with this code, I figured 98% of all houses could be cited, okay? And so it's up to the governing body as to who they want to harass. So all of a sudden, you no longer have a law of laws because there's no way this could be enforced across the country.
That's right. There's no balance of power anymore.
Right. You have a law of men as to who is going to get picked on.
That's right.
Because right now I'm in a situation where there's an overgrown lot next to me. There's an overgrown lot across the street from me. I'm not complaining about it, but I've been, you know, harassed over, well, never mind.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.D. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
Gold extended recent gains Thursday on geopolitical concern over news of Israeli strikes against Lebanon, twin explosions in Nigeria, Iran's nuclear standoff, and yesterday's terrorist attack in India. Gold closed up in New York $3 to $652.50 an ounce. Silver closed down 7 cents to $11.44 an ounce. World woes drive gold prices back up, says one headline. Experts agree gold is a crisis hedge, says Craig Smith. And now this.
Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. 5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Discover why gold rules.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
Now the man who says, if you're choking on an ice cube, don't panic. Simply pour a cup of boiling water down your throat and presto, the blockage will be almost instantly removed.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, talking about this International Property Maintenance Code. And, you know, you just look at the thing and you say, that is unconstitutional. There's no way that this could possibly take effect here in the United States. Apparently, the drafters of this code know that, too, because they kind of put in a little Section 4 here on page 5 that covers their rear end. It says, if any section, for any reason, is held to be unconstitutional, such decision shall not affect the validity of the remaining portion of the ordinance. So if they say, you know, because there is one rat found in somebody's basement, and that's and they're going to take the home because it's unconstitutional, then the grass clippings and all this other, they, in other words, it would have to go to court on each and every one of these, the problems. Is that the way you see it, Jim?
Absolutely, and two attorneys saw it that way, too. Like you all were talking about the associations yesterday, and they have a certain a limited amount of power. But that's what triggered my call, because if you look at this document, they have an unlimited amount of power, period, end of statement. Now, I have a whole lot of friends and almost no enemies, okay? And so it got dropped. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, and it said that the conditions have been corrected. But for whatever reason, I'm moving. I'm leaving.
Jim,
I'm,
before you move, before you do any, if I was in your position, you say it's dropped and you don't know how it got dropped, I'd want to see written proof that that was dropped because, hey, you're going to owe them $1,000 a day if it's not officially dropped.
Well, we got a letter saying it was dropped, but I'm not 100% sure of it. Okay, no, I'll just go that way. But all I know is I'm moving. After doing some digging into this, and as I said, I'm an ACLU guy, and I'm very conservative. But this guy's a conservative ACLU guy. But anyway, he was telling me some of the horror stories. I won't get into them. But I know that people have been cited for loose doorknobs, loose caulking on windows. I mean, this can get crazy.
Yeah, it's all in this. It's all written in here. Shu, you were just about to say something.
Well, one of the things I was going to say is make sure, because like I said earlier, from the little bit that I've seen of this, and I didn't know about this until about an hour ago, it does act as a lien, and, you know, you may be surprised at the settlement table. But you were talking about weeds in your neighbor's yard, Jim. Section 302.4 talks about weeds here, and it says, all premises and exterior property shall be maintained free from weeds or plant growth in excess of, and then the jurisdiction is to insert the height in inches. All noxious weeds shall be prohibited. How can you take something that's written this way so seriously? Yeah, this is such a ridiculous problem. This is ridiculous.
Okay, I have a question for you. What's the difference between a plant and a weed?
That's a good question.
All right. I have a degree in agriculture.
What's the difference, Gary?
One of the first things they teach you in field crops, number one, is a weed is a plant out of place. In other words, if corn is growing in a soybean field, that corn is considered a weed, okay? If soybeans are growing in a corn field, those soybeans are considered weeds. So, and you know, you talk about noxious weeds. We have a lot of flowers that you know, you can buy at the florist, you know, at the garden shop, that would be considered noxious weeds, for example. So, I mean, you know, as you said, Jim, there wouldn't be one house out of 10,000 that one of these people, and these people are referred to as official code officials, couldn't find something to write you up about.
Well, I'm going to not. I don't like to use words like this, but
what,
there was
like what?
I'm going to. One attorney said it looks like the building inspector is the new Gestapo.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like to use words like that, but that was his phrase for it.
Well, jackboots, it sucks, and all the rest of it. But here it goes on in this particular segment. If you don't maintain your yard, then they have the right. An agent has the right to come on the property and cut and destroy weeds after service of a notice of a violation. And they can prosecute you in accordance with this document if you don't take care of your plants in a way they deem properly. And they decide what is a weed and what is not a weed. And heaven forbid that we should have obnoxious weeds here.
Let's look at the definition of a code official, and Gestapo is probably the best adjective that you could possibly use. The code official is authorized and empowered to order and require the occupants to vacate the premises. It shall be unlawful for any person to enter such structure. Now, here this goes back to when the opinion of the code official says that there's a problem that makes this place unsafe. They can kick you out of your own house.
Basically.
Isn't that the Gestapo, for goodness sakes?
Yeah.
Well, as I said, when I first bumped into this thing, I couldn't believe what I was reading. I downloaded it, and I read it, and I couldn't believe it. And that's what I'm saying. If anybody thinks we're lying about this, do a net search, put International Property Maintenance Code in quotes, download the 2003 version, read it for yourself, and according to the one ACLU guy, he says the 2006 version is worse.
There's a new one? There's a new version?
They come out every 3 years. If you look on the front page of this, it explains that every 3 years you can get another update on it. And the way I understand it, and Jim, you told me that, you can't get the updates off the Internet. You have to buy the book.
Yeah, the newest ones you have to buy. That's my understanding anyway.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Eddie in Michigan. Hi, Eddie. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Well, I got a horror story for you. He tore the house down.
Huh?
IPMC.
What's IPMC?
International Property Maintenance Code. Exactly what you're talking about.
All right, what we're talking about. Absolutely.
Right.
They tore your house down?
Tore it down in March. After 2 years of going on with them, we put thousands of dollars in repairs, and then they came up with, well, your foundation is defective. Now, take the foundation out, which was an impossible thing to do. We couldn't stop them, and they got a crazy judge, and the judge said, go ahead and do it, and they went ahead and did it, and they threw us out of the house, and they tore the house to pieces. We couldn't even get our articles out of it. They didn't care, and they arrested my son because he wouldn't leave.
Okay,
this
now...
This is in St. Clair Shores, Michigan, just to give an idea of what's going on. And they sent us all this stuff, International Property Maintenance Code. But, of course, they don't rely on that. They just rely on, you have to satisfy the city officials.
Okay, this goes back to, and if you look in here...
It started in 02.
Okay, if you look in this code... This code book, you will find where they have the authority to keep you from going back in your house.
Well, yeah, they get a cord and the police put it on house.
Did you get any media publicity for this when this was going on?
Well, I got it in the paper, in the local paper.
You got it in the local paper? Did you get the TV?
Didn't do any good. Nothing did any good. They told me they had hundreds of them they're going to tear down. Doing the same thing.
See, it looks to me like, and Jim, you might, and Shu too, you might back me up on my thinking here, but as Jim suggested, this is a lot easier for the city, or whoever it happens to be, in your case, St. Clair Shore, Michigan, to, that's a lot easier than going to court and going through eminent domain.
Well, they went to court.
No, but
well, yes, they went to court. They went to the local court about, he's talking about misdemeanors. Oh, yes, they went, did that at first, and then they failed. They failed there because the judge threw it out. But that doesn't bother them. They went to circuit court. They went to circuit court and went over this whole thing, and they forced us to put thousands of dollars into the house in repairs, and then pull that was unrepairable, which was all lies, just all lies. They want to get the properties out. One of these, this representative, this Brandenburg here, he said, oh, we want to get rid of all these houses, all these smaller houses, get rid of them.
This is happening, and this is where the eminent domain's coming in. They're calling it blight. And they don't want blighted property, and so, and I did not know they were doing this. I really appreciate that you brought it to my attention.
And they came in the yard and mowed down lilies and claimed they were weeds and sent a bill for $200. That was 2 years ago.
Eddie,
that's what they do.
Eddie, hey, we're going to have to go, but we do appreciate your call. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Dale, we'll pick you up in Colorado. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
And we have returned. Before we go to Dale in Colorado, I did a little checking while the commercial break was on. In this code, it talks about, it's section 110 on demolition. And going back to the fact that this code official is part of the Gestapo, here's what it says. The code official shall order the owner, which in the code official's judgment is so old, dilapidated, or has become so out of repair that it is unsafe, insanitary, or otherwise unfit for human habitation, to demolish and remove such structure. Now, who says they're going to do this? The code official, and he uses his judgment. Now, if that isn't the Gestapo, I don't know what it is. Let's go to Colorado. Dale, hi, you're on the air.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I just went, you know, scanning through this thing here. Well, I guess they could probably send me to prison for a long time.
Well, if your county, state, or community, or whoever has that ordinance, they can.
Well, you know, what gets me is, like, you know, the thing about the vermin infestation, like rodents.
Right, if you got a mouse in the house.
Well, for some reason, the mice love my garage during the winter. But the way I look at it, it gives my two cats entertainment for the whole winter. And they tear them up.
All right, Dale, now, did you just download this after you heard us talking about it, or
yeah,
did you have a copy?
Yeah, I've been scanning through it. Now I'm down to fire safety requirements. I'm in trouble there because I only got two smoke alarms, and we've got, what, four bedrooms in the house. So I'm short two smoke alarms. So I'm in trouble.
Can I interject something?
Please do. That's what we're here for.
An attorney pointed this out to me. I do not have a legal mind at all. An attorney pointed this out. He said, under eminent domain, they got to pay you for the property. Under this thing, they don't have to pay you. They just wipe it out, and you're stuck with a mortgage bill.
Well, look what happened to Eddie in Michigan. They not only took his house, destroyed it, but before they destroyed it, they made him spend thousands of dollars to try to bring it up to make these people happy.
And I'm sure he's still got the mortgage payment.
I'm sure he has.
Well, you know, you guys were talking about, you know, like the damaged gutter. You know, I got a gutter running across my garage. Well, the downspout ended up basically deteriorating, and it leaks right in the middle of it. Well, I'm in trouble right there.
Blood gutters.
You know, so.
Well, you know, there's a common misconception about eminent domain. Everybody thinks that the just compensation means market value. Don't believe it. What they're doing is they're giving them a fraction of what the house is worth because it is under threat of eminent domain, and on the open market, they could never get market value for the house. So if you had a house that was worth $100,000 that is not under the threat of eminent domain, when the government decides they want that house, they're going to give you something like $10,000. That's it.
Can I make a suggestion?
After the commercial break. Hang on, Jim. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Every now and then, there comes along something so different and unusual that it makes you kind of tilt your head and say, Well, that happens every month all across the country after folks read their monthly edition of Derry Brownfield's Common Sense Chronicle. Each month, Derry tells it as he sees it and reports the real news and how it's affecting the American way of life. The Common Sense Chronicle is packed with guest articles and regular features, plus a handy chart that tracks the topics of Derry's daily one-hour radio show and ordering information. A yearly subscription of the Common Sense Chronicle is just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. You can take the Chronicle for a test drive and ask for a complimentary issue at no cost. Then to order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, and bred heifer and bull sale this coming Saturday, July the 15th. Now, Wendell's expecting up to 600 head, including one complete dispersal of 125 fancy black and black baldy and red white-faced cows. Now, they're bred to calve this fall. Edward Farms is losing the pasture these cows have been running on. He'll be selling all of them, mostly 3 to 7 year olds bred to registered Angus bulls. Then Broken Heart Ranch will be in with a 50-head string of black and black baldies. They have 200 to 300-pound calves with their sides. Kissinger Farm will be offering 110 head. They have calves on the ground as well. Tompkins Farms will be in with 75 head of fall calvers. Ben Noble will be selling 50-head cows bred to Angus and Charley bulls to calve this fall. And Lee Wood will be selling about a 30-head string of fall calvers. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments we have for this special cow, cow-calf sale and bred heifer sale that will be coming up this Saturday, July the 15th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. We're going to run short of time here. We have several callers, but Jim, what was your suggestion?
No matter where you live, check to see if this is in effect. I wasn't really hurt, but I've heard about 30-some horror stories, so just check to see. Okay?
That's well, see, Eddie in Michigan lost his home, and I bet he didn't know about it either until it started happening to him. Let's go to Will in Missouri. Hi, Will.
Hello, Derry. I've got a couple of real quick points for you. If folks will take a look at the hazard mitigation plans that you can get off the website as well. You can go and look at FEMA and SEMA rules that if people are going to get the federal mitigation funding, local governments are required to have FEMA-approved hazard mitigation plans in place as a condition to receiving the federal mitigation grants funding as of the 2004 deadline. But under this system, they need to bring in the minimum requirements of the international building codes, promote a mutual agreement among the county and all incorporated areas that establishes the minimum requirements of the international building code. So this is a backdoor way to receive federal grants and aid, and at the same time put yourselves under the bondage of the United Nations.
I was going to say, and this is the backdoor way to get this code, this International Property Maintenance Code, in every county, in every state in the United States.
You've got that right, I believe.
I don't like dead air. Shoot, Jim, somebody say something.
I can take care of that.
Go ahead, Jim.
So the bottom line is very simple. Check to see if it's in effect. It may or may not be in effect. Right now it's not in effect in one county I'm planning on moving to. But the main thing is check to see.
Here's my suggestion. Everybody, I don't care who you are or where you are, you need to get a copy of this, look it over, go to... I don't know. Go to your city council, your county courthouse. How would you find out? And again, I don't have a legal mind here, but you know it's recorded someplace.
Derry, if the county has come under the hazard mitigation plan,
yes.
they will have the International Building Code language most likely inserted somewhere in their resolutions to adopt that plan. And once that comes in, it opens the door to all the municipalities to come under the building codes, and it's in place.
What I'm saying is what we need to do is go to the powers that be and show them what this is. Get a copy of today's program would be an excellent opportunity. Say, listen to this, people. This is the way it is. I say constantly, don't believe me. Don't believe me at all. But do the research yourself, and or you're going to perhaps end up like Eddie in Michigan and not have a house. It's as simple as that.
And for God's sakes, tell everybody else about it.
That's a good point. You know, as long as people know, the problem is trying to get people to understand what's going on. They can sort of look at you with this blank stare, and they think, this is America. This could never happen here. And so they close their eyes. They tune you out. And while they're looking someplace else, these laws are being implemented, these resolutions are being adopted, these ordinances are being adopted, and these jackrooted thugs are being put in place and sent out to find dead grass clippings and noxious weeds and God knows what else out there on your private property. According to the little bit I've read about this, and I haven't, which is why I sort of hesitate to say a whole lot, but they've got the right to come on your property, they've got the right to come into your property, they've got the right to inspect, and if their inspection does not reveal anything, they have the right to order further inspections at your cost. I mean, it's just one thing right after the other.
And they also have the right to keep you from going into your own property.
They can destroy your house. They can come in and demolish it and not allow you to take your clothes, your personal belongings out of there.
Well, Shu and Jim, it's been a pleasure having you as guests on today's show. For years, I have stated that, you know, you think you own your property. Maybe you have cleared the mortgage at the bank. Maybe you have your taxes all paid up. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the America that our founding fathers founded when they drafted the Constitution of the United States. You don't own your property. You just think you do. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where?
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.